Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lawmaster Program. The AVB's predictions regarding the coming of the Lord God are fulfilled in the man Tommy L. Hart. This is big, big news. The Bible's Lord God has come as predicted. But not only has the Lord God come, he has also come forward and revealed himself. He has told the people his name in compliance with Psalm 94, 1 and John 7, 4. Having performed the works that the Bible ascribes to God, the man Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. It is reported by those who know him best, he has done all things well. Let's hear from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart.
Let's do some Plato is back. Yes, in this episode, I'll read from my latest book, published on Amazon.com or published by Amazon.com. The Prodigy Part Plato's Theotetus Bible Content. The Relationship. This book shows the relationship, the close, strong, and visible relationship between Plato's Theaetetus dialogue and King James Bible content. Remember Tommy Hart? He's the one who declared a long while ago that Plato is all over your King James Bible. Read from the book. This is having to do with Theaetetus, the dialogue, Bible content. Now, I will, before I start reading, I'll set forth some rules just in case, because this can be played as a game. One person can do this, you know, read the book and follow the instructions. Instructions are in all 11 books by me. And the instructions go somewhat like this. You have a statement from the dialogue. In this case, the statements from the dialogue will be from Theaetetus. You have a statement first from the dialogue. That statement is followed by one or more Bible statements. You have the references to all the Bible statements. You may have one Bible statement. You may have two Bible statements following that Platonic statement coming from the dialogue. Or you may have three or four statements coming from that or following that specific statement from the Theaetetus dialogue in this case. All the instructions are the same for all the books, which is 10. There's another book apart from the 10, but it's included in the Prodigy series as well. It has to do with rhymes. Rhymes in the King James Bible. Statements have rhyme. It's called Hart's ABCs of Bible Rhyme. Hart's ABCs of Bible Rhyme. I recommend that book to you as well as all the others having to do with the relationship between the various dialogues by Plato and King James Bible content. This is a good thing. The discovery of the relationship, very good. It is a big, big thing. Now, let's get to Plato. Let's get to doing some Plato. As I spoke about, speaking about the rules, you read the Bible, you read the Platonic statement first. The Platonic statement I call play scripts. because you have a statement coming from Plato, and then you have a scripture statement, a statement from scripture. So the two words together, Plato, script, scriptures, you have play script. And there's a dash between play. Play is spelled P-L-A in this case. P-L-A dash S-C-R-I-P-T. S if it's plural. So you have a Platonic statement coming from the dialogue by Plato, followed by a King James Bible statement. It may be 1, 2, 3, or 4. Maybe even in a few cases, 5. But you read the Platonic statement first. Then you read the first Bible statement. Okay? And you see what is alike in the two statements. You see what is alike or opposite, in opposition, or a question and answer. Plato may ask a question. The Bible statement may give the answer. You have, let's see here, two of the words or phrases may be similar. So whatever is similar, the same, opposite, question and answer, etc. Those are called features. You see what is alike in the Bible statement, what is alike, opposite, similar, etc., that's in the Platonic statement. And you can underline those features. They have the same features, opposing features, question and answer feature, etc. All right? Very simple, though. But it's very, it's good learning. Very simple, but good learning. You're reading, when you read one of these books, you're reading Plato and King James Bible, as it were, simultaneously. That's what you have. As far as I know, this is a first. The first, having a book that one can read, Plato and King James Bible side by side. So I say simultaneously. Okay? Let me get to the reading, and you'll see. All right. I'm going to start with number 642 of The Prodigy, Part 11, Plato's Theotetic and King James Bible Relationship. Number 642. Remember, set is called a play script. Each set is called a play script. Now, what is a set? A set is one Platonic statement followed by one or more King James Bible statements. That's a set. Number 642, play script. You have to say Plato says. If you're playing the game, you must say Plato says. When you get to the Bible, you must say the Bible says. You don't have to read, you don't have to say the reference. The references are right there in the book beside the Bible statements, but you don't have to say the reference. Playing the game. Let's do some Plato. Okay? For Theodorus says that we are alike. The Bible says that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro. What do I see that is alike, similar, the same, opposite, identical, question and answer, etc.? What do I see in the statements? I see, once you make your decision, you make your statement like this if you're playing the game. You see, I see Plato features let's see here, that I see that Plato features that we, the King James Bible features that we, and those two features are the same. In this case, they are identical. And that's it. Then you go on to the next Bible statement, or the next set, or place grip. So that number 642 place grip has one Bible statement, so we'll finish with that place grip. Number 643, Plato says, Theodorus says that we are alike. The Bible says, now are we the sons of God? What do I see? Now that question that you must answer. What do you see that is alike, similar, in opposition, opposites, question and answer, identical, etc.? What do you see? Plato says, for Theodorus says that we are alike. The Bible says, now are we the sons of God. Take your time and think. Exact statement. Once you make your conclusion or decide on it, on the features, then you begin to speak if you're playing the game. Okay? You don't speak until you have made your decision. You've made your decision. You go to say something like this. I see Plato features we are. The Bible features are we. And those two features are the same. Those features, one is the inversion of the other. But with respect to the terminology of the features and the features, the words are the same, just inverted. Now, the second Bible statement, this one has a second Bible statement, so you must always read the Platonic statement first before you read any Bible statement. That's the rule, okay? Before reading any Bible statement and playing the game, let's do some Plato, you must read the Platonic statement first. So, we're still in the same set. There's a second Bible statement, so I must read the Platonic statement again. For Theodorus says that we are alike. The second Bible statement says we do know that we know him. I take my time. I consider the two statements to see what's alike, opposite, question and answer, commandment and performance, commandment, non-performance, identical, whatever the case may be. Once I decide, I begin to speak. I see that Plato features that we, and the Bible features that we. And those two features are the same. In this case, they are identical. Now, something can be the same, maybe in meaning or whatever, but something can be the same, but not identical. Okay? So, that's it for set number 643. 643. Place grip. Now we move to 644 place grip. Plato says, for Theodorus says that we are alike. The Bible says, all things come alike to all. What do I see? I see Plato features alike. The Bible features alike. And those two features are the same. Number 645, place grip. Now, you notice also that I'm reading the same Platonic statement in several scripts, in several other place scripts. That's because I'm pointing out different features of the two statements, the Platonic statement and the Bible statement. I'm pointing out differing features. Okay? Number 644, place script. Plato says, for Theodorus says that we are alike. Well, I said that one. 645, place script. For Theodorus says that we are alike. The Bible says both of them are alike. You probably heard that. What do I see? I see that Plato features the phrase are alike. The Bible features the phrase are alike. And those two features are the same. Number 646, place script. And yet, if a point would be deducted from me if we were playing a game, because I started reading the play script before saying or without saying Plato says. Okay? You must say Plato says, you must say the Bible says if you're playing the game. If you don't say Plato says, and you should have said it, then a point is deducted. How do you start the game? You start out with whatever the group decides. Give everybody start out with 10 points, and when a mistake is made, a point is deducted from that person's 10. Okay? Real simple. Now, number 646, play script. Plato says, and yet, if each of us held in his hands a lyre. The Bible says, yet if any man suffer as a Christian. What do I see? I consider the two statements. Once I see the features, I begin to speak. I see that Plato features, yet if, the Bible features, yet if, and those two features are the same. We go on to the next place script, because there is not another Bible statement in that place script. Number 647, place script. And yet, if each of us held in his hands a lyre, see, a point would be deducted from me. Okay, I start over on that one. Plato says, and yet if each of us held in his hands a lyre, the Bible says, so then every one of us shall give account of himself. What do I see? Now, you're doing this and asking the question, what do you see, even if you're doing it by yourself, even though you may not say, what do I see? Okay? But in the game, well, you don't have to say it even during the game. It's nice to say it to get the feel of really how to do it. You know what I'm saying? But that's up to the group if you're in a group, if you're playing with others. If you want to deduct a point for not saying that particular statement, that's up to the group, okay? In other words, you can make your own rules as you go. And as you play and get more familiar about what's going on, okay, and what you are to do. So let me read 647 again. Plato says, and yet if each of us held in his hands a lyre, the Bible says, and that lyre is spelled L-Y-R-E. It's not L-I-A-R, but lyre. Plato says, and yet if each of us held in his hands a lyre, the Bible says, so then every one of us shall give account of himself. What do I see? That is alike, opposite, so forth. I see Plato features the phrase, each of us. The Bible features the phrase, every one of us. And those two features are similar. Each of us, every one of us, they are similar. They are not identical because they don't use the same words, all the same words, but they are similar. And they may be the same in meaning, if one wanted to point that out as well. But if one just said they are similar, the features are similar, then that's good. On to PlayScript 648. Plato says, and yet if each of us held in his hands a lyre, the Bible says, let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. What do I see? I see Plato features the phrase, each of us. The Bible features the phrase, every one of us, and those two features are similar, though the same in meaning. PlayScript number 648, Plato says, and yet if each of us held in his hands a lyre, the Bible says, and a great chain in his hand. What do I see? I see Plato features the phrase, in his hands. The Bible features the phrase, in his hand. And those two features are similar. Next, PlayScript number 649. Plato says, and yet if each of us held in his hands a lyre, the Bible says, I shall see in his hands. What do I see? That is alike, similar, opposite, inverted. Question and answer. I make my decision. I see Plato features the phrase in his hands. The Bible features the phrase in his hands, and those two features are identical. PlayScript number 650. Plato says, and yet if each of us held in his hands a lyre, the Bible says that he should put his hands on them. What do I see? I see Plato features the phrase, his hands. The Bible features the phrase, his hands. And those two features are identical. Number 651, PlayScript. Plato says, and yet if each of us held in his hands a lyre, the Bible says, sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. What do I see? I see Plato features a lyre. The Bible features an instrument. And those two features are related. A lyre is an instrument. Number 652, PlayScript. Plato says, and yet if each of us held in his hands a lyre, the Bible says, and can play well on an instrument. What do I see? I see Plato features a lyre. The Bible features an instrument, and those two features are related in that a lyre is an instrument. Keep in mind that I said all Bible references are in the book. All Bible references precede the Bible statement. The reference precedes the Bible statement. But you don't have to say, you don't have to read or say the reference. Moving on, PlayScript 653. Plato says, and he said that they were tuned alike. The Bible says, and he said to them all. What do I see? I make my decision and I speak if I'm playing the game. I see Plato features and he said, the Bible features and he said, and those two features are identical. It is a lot of, or there are many, two-word phrase and three-word phrases that are in Plato's dialogues and in King James Bible statement. These, the features connect the two statements. The features show the connection of the two statements, okay? For instance, Plato says, and he said that they were tuned alike, and the Bible says, and he said to them all. The phrase, the features, and he said, and he, the feature, and he said, which is in both statements, shows how the two statements, the Platonic statement and the King James Bible statements, are. They show the connection between the two statements, okay? The features make and show the connection, that which connects the one statement to the other, that which connects the Platonic statement to the King James Bible statement, okay? The relationship, because that's what this is about, showing the relationship between Plato's dialogue, Theaetetus in this case, and King James Bible content, the features show the connection. The features make the connection. PlayScript 654. I didn't finish with 653. There's a second Bible statement in PlayScript 653. So I must read the Platonic statement first. Plato says, and he said that they were tuned alike. The second Bible statement says, and he said unto them. What do I see? I see Plato features the phrase, and he said. The Bible features the phrase, and he said. And those two features are identical. PlayScript 654. Plato says, and he said that they were tuned alike. The Bible says, oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. What do I see? I see Plato features the phrase that they were. The Bible features the phrase that they were, and those two phrases are identical. But there is more in the two statements. I see Plato features the phrase that they, the Bible features the phrase that they, one, two, three times. So we have four features in all, and those four features are alike. that they, Plato says, the Bible says, that they. Okay? How you say that? You say, Plato features the phrase that they, the Bible features the phrase that they three times, and those four features, three plus one, those four features are the same. Or you can say, as in this case, they are identical. Play script number 655. Plato says, and he said that they were tuned alike. The Bible says he fashioneth their hearts alike. What do I see? I see Plato features the word alike. The Bible features the word alike. And those two features are alike. They are the same. Play script 656. Plato says, should we at once take his word? The Bible says, we should remember the poor. What do I see? I see Plato features should we. The Bible features we should. And those two features, one is the inversion of the other. But the two features also are the same because they have the same words. Only the Bible statement is the inversion. The Bible feature is the inversion of Plato's feature. So, but they are the same. A second Bible statement in play script 656. So I return to the Platonic statement and read. Plato says, should we at once take his word? The Bible says, and they cried out all at once. Real easy, isn't it? What do I see? I see Plato features the phrase at once. The Bible features the phrase at once. And those two features are what? They're the same. Another word? They're identical. Okay? Now, there's a third Bible statement in play script 656. So again, I return to the Platonic statement and read. Plato says, should we at once take his word? The Bible says, God shall take away his part. What do I see? I see Plato features take his, the Bible features take away his. Those two features are similar. Moving on to play script 658, Plato says, or should we ask? The Bible says, ask. What do I see? I see Plato features the term ask. The Bible features the term ask. Ask a question. And those two features are the same. Play script number 659. Plato says, or should we ask? The Bible says, to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. What do I see? I see Plato features the phrase we ask. The Bible features the phrase we ask. And those two features are the same. Play script 660. Plato says, or should we ask? The Bible says, should we then make mirth? What do I see? I see Plato features, should we? The Bible features, should we? And those two features are the same. In playing the game, let's do some Plato. If you speak after you've read the Platonic statement and the Bible statement, if you begin to speak and you have, and it's clear you have not decided upon the features because you're stumbling and you're saying, I see, it's clear that that individual has not, decided. Or that individual is undecided. That's a point deducted. Always, once you read the Platonic statement and the Bible statement, take your time and think. Decide upon if there is even a feature that is, that has to do with both statements. Once you decide upon the features, then you begin to speak. Once you begin to speak, you must continue to speak till you finish. Okay? If there's stumbling and faltering and all like that, then it's clear that that individual has not made up his mind. And that calls for a deduction of a point. Now, Plato says in PlayScript 661, or should we ask? The Bible says, so their dwelling should not be cut off. What do I see? I see Plato features should, the Bible features should not, and those two features are opposites. Should not. In playing the game, you decide who goes first, and each individual takes one play script and deals with it. The first individual, in this case, takes play script 653. He deals with that to the end. The second person in the group takes 654. Deals with that to the end. If there's a third, likewise. Do likewise. Okay? So now we come to PlayScript 662. Plato says, or should we ask? The Bible says, ask, and it shall be given you. What do I see? That is the same commandment and performance, opposite, inverted, identical, similar. What do I see? I see Plato features the statement as is, or should we ask? And I see that the Bible gives an answer saying, ask. So we have a question and an answer. Plato features the question, should we ask? The Bible gives an answer saying, ask. And that's how you do that. It's real simple. Real simple, isn't it? Nothing complicated about these things. And as I said, if you're with a group, you can decide upon the rules. But some rules are given. Just as I say, you must say, Plato says, you must say, the Bible says, if you speak before you have actually made a decision and it shows in your speech, that's a deduction of a point. If you don't say Plato says before the Platonic statement is read, that's a deduction of a point. If you do not say the Bible says before you read the Bible statement, that's a deduction of a point. Now, those are rules right there of the game, okay? Those are rules. As you and your group, with you and your group, you can make other rules as you go on, okay? But like I said, follow the basic rules that I have given you. And as I said, each of these books dealing with the relationship between Bible content and Plato's dialogues, each book has instructions. They tell you what I'm telling you as to how you go about dealing with the play scripts. Okay. Let's move on. Where are we now? We are at play script 663. Plato says, or should we ask? The Bible says, if we ask anything to his will, what do I see? I see Plato features, we ask, the Bible features, we ask, and those two features are the same. There's a second Bible statement in play script, a second Bible statement in play script 663, so I must return to the Platonic statement and read it again. Plato says, or should we ask? The Bible says, and if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. What do I see? I see Plato features the phrase, we ask. The Bible features the phrase, we ask. And those two phrases are the same. Play script 664. And let me just throw this in. If you're playing in the group, and it comes an individual's time to do his thing, and he's not aware of it, that could call for a deduction of a point. That's up to the group, though. Why? Because he or she should be paying attention. They should be following along. You shouldn't have to say to someone, it's your turn. You know, little things like that, okay? I mean, make it interesting. Make it real interesting. Okay. Now, play script 664. Plato says, or should we ask? The Bible says, we ought to obey God. What do I see? I see Plato features, should we? The Bible features, we ought. Excuse me. Let me say that again. What do I see? I see that Plato features the phrase, should we? The Bible features the phrase, we ought. We ought is an inversion of we should. Now, we should and we ought are similar. Okay? They are similar. If there is some doubt in any team number, you can get your smartphone or dictionary and look up a word to justify what you're saying. As long as the individual can properly justify what he sees and says, that's fine. But if he says something and he cannot justify it, then because one of the group is challenging him on something, then if he can't, you know, prove what he's saying, then a point can be deducted. That's up to the group. Now, and that's one of the good points about this. This has to do with learning and sharpening your skills. It has to do with critical thinking. Yes. Because you've got to look at two statements and compare them, or see what is alike in the two statements, see if there's anything opposite in the two statements. You've got to make a judgment. When you make the judgment, when you say, I see that Plato features this, the Bible features that, and those two features are sowing. That's your judgment. This has to do with critical thinking skills. Yeah. And more besides that, critical thinking skills is certainly required in this case, in this game. Let's do some Plato. Or even if you're doing it yourself, you're still applying critical thinking skills. You're still doing it. So whether you play by yourself or whether you're playing in a group, there are various certain things at work. There are certain things in play. All right? Making a judgment, comparing, or how you make your statement, you must say that your decision, you must say, I see that Plato features. You must say, I see that the Bible features, I see Plato features this, and the Bible features that. Okay, you can say it like that. All right, that's fine. Now, six. What took me that to there was the state that the features should we and we ought. All one has to do, pull up the smartphone and look up should and look up ought. You see what I'm saying? Okay. Now, 665 place rip. Or should we ask him? The Bible says, art thou he that should come? Look at this. What do I see? I see a question, and I see a performance. They say, Plato says, should we ask? And they ask. They ask the question, art thou he that should come? So you have they made a decision. The decision was made to ask, okay? Which is clear in the two statements. Should we ask? And then we see that the question is asked. Art thou he that should come? All right? Those two, should we ask and art thou he that should come, they are closely related. We have a performance. First we have should we ask the question, then we have the performance, art the carrying out. Art thou he that should come? Question. What do I see? I see a question and a Platonic statement followed by a decision carried out in the Bible statement, which is in this case a question. You know? And in doing the game, someone may see something in a play script that the person whose chance it is, whose time it is to perform, doesn't see. Now, if the one doing the talking, you know, he makes his judgment, he says, I see this, I see that, and those two features are the same, the opposite, or whatever, and he's finished. There may be another feature shared by the two statements. If that individual, the first individual, doesn't see it, then another individual in the group can point it out. I see another feature. And go ahead and say, I see Plato, blah, 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 and the Bible, blah, blah, blah. So, what happens with the first person? A point is deducted because he or she did not take time to fully examine the two statements. He saw one feature and pointed that out and didn't point out another feature that was there. A point deducted. Okay? So things like that. Things like that. Now, if he leaves out a feature, he doesn't point it out, it's there, but he doesn't see it, he doesn't point it out for some reason, and no one challenges him and says, hey, I see another feature in the set, then he doesn't lose a point. You know, somebody come back later on and say, okay, I was going back looking at this or that. Nope, that is passed, okay? He does not lose a point because he wasn't challenged at the proper time. All right? Now we move to place script number 666. Isn't that something? Plato says, or should we ask? The Bible says they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them. What do I see? That was quite a bit. Okay. I see this. I see Plato features the word should. The Bible features the word should 1, 2, 3, 4 times. I see Plato features the term should. The Bible features the term should 4 times, and those 5 features are the same. I'm going to end this very shortly. Number 667, place script. Plato says, whether he who said so, let me say this because I keep forgetting it. I think I forgot it then. Okay, let's read on with the place scripts. Place script 667. Plato says, whether he who said so. Here's what I wanted to say. You can read Theaetetus, the dialogue. You can follow it. All right? From the beginning to where I stopped in the book of Theaetetus, you can read it. Now, all you have to do is just read like this. Plato is doing the talking. We're reading the dialogue. Whether he who said so was or was not a musician, we should ask. And if we found that he was, so, and just go on and on. You can read the Platonic statements themselves. All right? In other words, you can just follow the story. And where a certain line is repeated, just go on to where the next line starts. A different line, a different statement, okay, that follows the other statement, the previous statement that you read. Yes, you can just read Plato. You can just read Plato. Okay? Now, let's see, where are we, whether he be a stranger? Okay, place script 667, Plato says, whether he who says so. The Bible says, whether he be a stranger or born in the land. What do I see? I see Plato features the phrase, whether he. The Bible features the phrase, whether he. And those two phrases are identical. What you see in these things is this, one of the things you see. They use Plato and King James Bible use the same manner of speech. That's one of the things these things point out. The same manner of speech. Now, PlayScript 667 has a second Bible statement. What must I do? I must read the Platonic statement again, the statement by Plato. Plato says, whether he who said so. The Bible says, I know not whether I baptized any. I did this. You may not do it. I see that Plato features whether. I see that Plato features whether. The Bible features not whether. And those two features are opposites. They are in opposition. That's what I see. Okay. Now, PlayScript 668, Plato says, whether he who said so. The Bible says, who told thee that thou wast naked? What do I see? I see Plato features who said, the Bible features who told. Those two features are similar. Because if you're telling something, you're saying something as well. If you're speaking. Well, if you're telling something, you're saying something, okay? So that's my conclusion. Plato features who said, the Bible features who told, and those two features are similar. PlayScript 669. Plato says, whether he who said so. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. What do I see? That is alike, opposite, inverted, question and answer, commandment and performance, commandment non-performance, similar. What do I see? I see Plato features said so. The Bible features say so. Say, said is the past tense of say. Said so, say so. Those two features are related in that said is the past tense of say. PlayScript 670. Plato says, was or was not a musician. The Bible says, and whosoever was not found written in the book. What do I see? I see Plato features the phrase was not. The Bible features the phrase was not. And those two features are identical. The second Bible statement in PlayScript 670, I must read the Plato statement or Platonic statement again. Plato says, was or was not a musician. The second Bible statement says, he that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. What do I see? I see Plato features was not, the Bible features is not, was not. Those two features are related in that was not, well, you can see the relationship, was not and is not, okay? Is not present, was not past tense, all right? PlayScript 671. Plato says, was or was not a musician. The Bible says, and let me read this reference here. Psalm 40, and they have a T, a capital T, in the Bible. So the Bible says, to the chief musician. Let me read it again. Plato says, was or was not a musician. The Bible says, to the chief musician. A psalm of David. What do I see? I see Plato features musician, the Bible features musician, and those two features are identical, are the same. PlayScript 6:7-2. Plato says, Waza was not a musician. The Bible says, the singers went before, the players on instruments followed after. What do I see? I see Plato features musician. I see the Bible features singers and the players on instruments. And those, okay, first of all, let me break it down. Plato says Waza was not a musician. The Bible says the singers went before, the players on instruments followed after. What do I see? I see Plato features musician, the Bible features singers. Okay. Somebody can raise the question, is a singer a musician? Maybe, maybe not. Some are, some are not. Okay, but I see more. I see Plato features musician, and I see the Bible features players on instruments. Well, you can't argue against that. Those two features are related. Musician, players on instruments. The features are related. PlayScript 6:7-3, Plato says, we should ask. The Bible says, only they would that we should remember the poor. Sounds like I may have read that before. Anyway, what do I see? I see Plato features we should. The Bible features we should. Those two features are the same. There's a second Bible statement, so I must go back and read the Platonic statement again. Plato says we should ask. The second Bible statement says that we should be to the praise of his glory. What do I see? I see that Plato features we should. The Bible features we should. And those two features are identical. PlayScript 6:7-4, Plato says we should ask. The Bible says that we should be saved from our enemies. What do I see? I see Plato features we should. The Bible features we should. And those two features are identical. There's a second Bible statement, so I must read Plato's statement again. Plato says we should ask. The second Bible statement says it was meet that we should make merry. What do I see? I see Plato features the phrase we should. The Bible features the phrase we should. And those two phrases are identical. There's a third statement, so I must read the Platonic statement again. Plato says we should ask. The Bible says ask counsel. We pray thee of God. What do I see? I see Plato features ask. The Bible features ask. And those two features are the same. PlayScript 6:7-5, Plato says, and if we found that he was, the Bible says, if we keep his commandments, what do I see? I see that Plato features if we, the Bible features if we, and those two features are the same. There's a second Bible statement, so I must go back and read the Platonic statement. Plato says, and if we found that he was, the Bible says, and if any man sin, what do I see? I see Plato features the phrase, if we, no, I see that Plato features the phrase, and if, the Bible features the phrase, and if, and those two phrases are identical. I have one more here. PlayScript 6:7-6, Plato says, and if we found that he was, the Bible says, for the weight of the brass could not be found out. What do I see? I see Plato features found, and the Bible features, Plato features the phrase found, the Bible features the phrase could not be found. Those two phrases are in opposition. So, that's it. You have heard me read PlayScripts. PlayScript. Remember what a PlayScript is. A Platonic statement followed by a King James Bible statement. That's what a Platonic statement is. Okay? I mean, that's what a play script is. And at first I was calling them platonic statements, okay? So if you want to call them platonic statements, that's fine. But there's a word also for it, play scripts. Play scripts. A platonic statement followed by a Bible statement for comparison purposes. That's it, people. Don't do follow me on Twitter. Always make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place. And do go to Amazon.com, search Tommy L. Hart books, and order from my book list. Join me next time.